This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The pitch is on the way. Strike three call. The game is over. Fastball on the inside corner. Duran is out. And the Astros have won it 4-3. Duran gives the home plate umpire Nick Marley an earful.
And you hear the disappointment in Eric Nadell's voice on your home for Rangers baseball. That is because 3 of 4 was right there sitting on Jack Leiter's no hit right arm heading into the seventh inning. And then everything fell apart. Let's talk about the very eventful series and everything else with one of the voices of the Rangers, Jared Sandler, joining us live on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan. Good morning. How are you?
What's up, guys?
Did everything turn yesterday with that Chris Martin injury?
Well, I guess I don't like to put on the umps. I'm not putting it on the umps. I think the non-strike three call to Cam Smith that extended the at-bat was a turning point. And then, yeah, when Chris Martin gets hurt, it just, you know, yeah, Robert Garcia gets as much time as he needs, but I've talked to so many pitchers who've been in that spot, and you've got 40,000 people staring at you while you warm up, and the game is waiting on you. It just, you know, those guys always talk about how, you know, it's really tough to figure out how warm you need to get in that spot, because it's not, you know, it's not a normal routine, get loose situation. You know, that really was tough. They obviously wanted Chris Martin in that spot. They were going to save Robert Garcia either for later on or maybe go right from Martin to Luke Jackson, depending on, you know, how things played out. You know, they had Robert Garcia throw the day before, and he threw well. Unfortunately, he made, you know, one pitch to Isak Paredes that he was able to take advantage of. But that whole eighth inning was it was kind of wonky. It started with two blue pits for the Astros. And then obviously Paredes hit the home run that just barely got out. And then in the bottom of the eighth, the Rangers had three hard outs that all, you know, more often than not going to turn into hits. But, you know, when the Astros have Chaz McCormick in left and Jake Meyers in center, those are two of the better defensive outfielders in Major League Baseball. And they made some big time plays in a critical part of the game.
Jared, after Leiter gave up the home run to lose the no-hitter, and then he got the very next out on four pitch, I thought it was a great at-bat for him, you know, being able to lose the no-no in a home run fashion and then just, you know, mentally just get right back to it. What was your thought on bringing him back out for the eighth that they actually did bring him out?
I didn't have a thought. He had 70-something pitches.
Because he's been ish third time through the order this year, right?
Yeah, but he looked great. I mean, he gave up a home run on a pitch that wasn't even right. I looked, it's like that ball when swung at in that location is a home run less than 1% of the time in Major League Baseball over the last 5 years. So, yeah, I mean, he had allowed one hit through seven innings. I can almost hear Chuck Cooperstein calling you an absolute dummy for asking that question, RJ, right? Like, is that not?
But that's the way the game is now. You know, that's the way the game is.
No, but RJ, no. I'm not saying I feel that. Like, because I asked Eric and Matt. We had our post game roundtable. Like, guys, some people are going to ask, what are your thoughts on bringing Jack Leiter out for the eighth? And, you know, Eric kind of gave me a look like, why are you asking that? And I mean, I'm asking it because I think fans are asking that question, right? But I agree. I mean, I bring him out. You also are dealing with a bullpen that, You know, you use Chris Martin the night before, you use Robert Garcia, Luke Jackson hadn't yet pitched. If you can get another inning, and here's the deal too. Again, he gave up two blue pits. I mean, you know, if we want to play the numbers, we want to look at stuff. I mean, he gave up weak contact. That's all he can do. He can't control whether that weak contact ends up in a glove or ends up on the grass, right? That's out of his control as a pitcher. But it'd be one thing if he came in there and they were just, you know, they ripped two balls in the gap and it's like, oh, yeah, he's lost it. Should have pulled the trigger. But that wasn't the case. So I had no issue with it. At the end of the day, they just didn't execute, you know, when Robert Garcia came in there and, you know, in that final at bat, you know, he got the first two outs, but, you know, unable to get that third one. And, you know, that's just the way the game goes. But I don't have any issue with Jack Leiter going back out for the eighth, even though obviously the Rangers didn't win the game.
Jared Sandler here on The Fan. How do you handle the no hitter on air and online?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's your responsibility as a broadcaster to explain what's going on. Now, that doesn't mean you need to every 2 seconds say no hitter, no hitter, no hitter, no hitter. But, you know, maybe once during the inning and when you're going to break or when you're coming back, whatever. I mean, what if someone's tuning in and, you know, they just got in the car. I mean, it's your responsibility to talk about it. Now, you can talk about it in a number of ways. Hey, he is not allowed to hit through six innings. Doesn't have to be the phrase. No hitter. You know, you look at the H column for the Astros and there's a donut, you know, there are a lot of different ways to talk about it. I just, unless someone can provide data or evidence that shows me that my voice from the press box or the broadcast booth or Eric's or Matt's or any other broadcasters, impacts the action, then that's not going to change. And the other thing is, I think we all take cues from the late Vin Scully and, Vin Scully, you know, would rip a broadcaster and you know what, if they decided that they felt like they were so a part of it and powerful that their words would jinx an event like a no hitter. So I kind of take cues from the late Vin Scully.
Jared Sandler joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. Jared, there's obviously been inconsistencies and struggles with the offense throughout the season. Trying to look for ways that it could turn around a little bit. Are you feeling like with the way Jock Peterson's been able to get on base lately and getting the home run over the weekend and seemingly hitting the ball pretty hard lately, do you feel like Jock Peterson's getting closer to being the guy that they thought they were getting when they signed him?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, and the getting on base is a great step in the right direction, but, you know, getting base hits in this game is, and maybe we talked about it a few weeks ago, but getting base hits in this game is as hard as it's, you know, ever been. I mean, the league batting average is like .242 this year or something like that. So walks are great, right? I'm a big fan of the walk because I'm a big fan of on base. But we also need some slug. You know, you need some slug to have success. You know, you either need to walk as a team a ton, like you need to be top five in the leagues and walks in the league and walks, or you got a slug. And the Rangers right now are kind of, you know, as they have turned things around the last couple weeks, it's been more slug-based than walk-based. But they are demonstrating more patience. But I want to see more of what we saw from Jock the other night when he hit the ball over the fence. Because, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, Jock can get on base. That's good. But, you know, you brought him here to mash the baseball. And, you know, the Rangers, obviously, they've gotten Jock going. Now they need to get Marcus Semien going. You know, it's just tough. He's, you know, obviously you want to believe in the person because he works his tail off, but, you know, the results just haven't been there for Marcus. And as the Rangers have gotten things going, to Marcus's credit, you can tell just with his approach, he's making some changes. His patience has improved tremendously.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He still leads the team in walks. So he's not chasing. He's not going up there and just, you know, being a free swinger. He is still aggressive, and he will still swing at the first pitch. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. The hitters typically have a lot of success on the first pitch. But, they've gotten Jock going in the right direction. Want to see, you know, more slug. But they really need to get Marcus Semien going desperately.
Is it just obvious? Do you believe that Chris Young knows and thinks himself that this group is not going to get it done offensively to go along with this amazing starting staff and that a move is going to have to be made?
Well, yeah, you know, he's always said this is a, you know, results-oriented business. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think in that applies in one way to, hey, it doesn't matter what the names are in the back. I mean, if you're not producing, you're not producing. And now that means something different for everyone, right? If Ezekiel Duran's not producing after a few weeks, that's going to, you know, be a little bit treated a little bit differently than if, you know, Marcus Semien isn't producing after, you know, a month and a half. And there are business reasons as to why. There's track record reasons as to why. But at the end of the day, I think Chris Young right now, if the trade deadline was approaching at the end of this month, then yeah, I think you would see them try to get a bat or two or someone that's going to try and, you know, change the calculus of this lineup. So there's no doubt about it. Now there is the financial component because if ownership is firm on staying below the first luxury tax apron, then anyone that they acquire in a trade, they've got to make sure that, you know, financially they're still in a position to do that, to stay below, if that is a mandate. Now, if they're willing to go above that first apron, all right, that could change things a little bit. So there are some obstacles, you know, in place financially. Doesn't mean that there aren't guys out there who are cheap or maybe some money that can be exchanged, but that is one challenge. It's not that the Rangers don't have the resources to make acquisitions. It's just a matter of, you know, what is the money mandate for this front office? What are and are they not allowed to do from a financial standpoint in trying to add talent to this roster?
Jared, Boone told us that he's just observing, you know, to start. Fans love to point to maybe a change that he has brought. Is there, I mean, it's hard to quantify. It's only been a handful of games, but has there been any thing that you've noticed that's been different with the offense since he's come over?
Yeah, it's tough to know. You're right, RJ. I mean, I do think he's, you know, he's having conversations with guys, and I think that there is a mental component. I think there is when you've got a guy, a coach, and a coach with his track record, maybe that means something, maybe the track record doesn't, but he is in the position of coach, right? So in theory, hitters, players are going to listen to him. And when things have not been going well, I think players are more inclined to listen to a new voice. And so, you know, he has a great opportunity here the first few weeks to establish whatever is most important to him. And it just seems like, and you guys have talked to him, you know, for the last few years, but, you know, the mental side is big, right? There's an understanding that, you know, players are different physically, you know, one guy to the next. But I just get the sense that he really wants to simplify things for these guys. And, you know, have them go to the plate with, you know, their mind filled with the right things and not, you know, trying to pass a math test. And it's not that the prep isn't important and the data is not important and understanding the numbers is not important. It is, but I mean, you go up in the box against, we've talked about stepping into the arena, right? And it's, you know, kind of like a gladiator battle and just it's you versus the other guy. You don't have time to think. You don't have time to think when there's 98 coming your way or an 87 mile an hour slider, you know, and a guy that also maybe has a third pitch that's in the, you know, in the mid to high 70s range. I mean, it's the tools, the weapons that these pitchers have these days, it's harder than ever. And so I think he's, you know, in talking to some guys, he's done a great job of just simplifying things. Now, the Rangers, since Brett Boone's arrival, have started to hit the home run ball as well as anyone in Major League Baseball. Is that because of Brett Boone, or is that just because there's a regression to the mean for a lineup full of big boppers who just were not hitting the ball over the fence? You know, that's tough to say, but at the end of the day, you know, I do think that his approach in combination with some of the work the other hitting coaches who are still on staff are doing kind of come together and build this complete pie that hopefully will result in, you know, much more consistent success offensively. Because Bobby asked it earlier about the offense, and yeah, things are starting to turn, but, it's still not where you think that this group can be. And they've got to get there if they want to, yeah, maybe not win the division, because this does not seem to be a division that's going to have anyone run away with it up to now. But if they want to do what they did in 2023, this offense has got to get a lot better.
We got a minute left. Why are you fighting with Astro fans?
Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, rivalries are fun, right? Sports are fun. And so would I do it if it was like a Rockies person? No. I mean, there's not a rivalry. They suck. Like, it's not. But this is fun. And, you know, I Brian McTaggart is one of these beat writers who, like, plays the beat writer body armor. Like, oh, I'm not a fan. I'm a beat writer. Oh, shut up, dude. I mean, you clearly get paid for impressions, which good for you. There's nothing wrong with that. But to identify that there were Astros chant, let's go Astros chants, nothing wrong with that either. But to say it Dykin North, it's just one of my biggest issues with Astros fans and Astros writers, I guess. Baseball existed before 2017 when the Astros began this unbelievable run. And I just remember, I said this on the postgame show, but I remember going to a couple games in Minute Maid Park where there was like no, there weren't Astros fans there. It's funny the way that Astros fans feel like they invented baseball in 2017. It's not, there was no baseball in the 1800s. There was no baseball in the 19th. Baseball started in 2017. So yeah, you're on this, you have this incredible dynasty and you travel well. That's what happens when you win. And they've been unbelievable since 2017, right? No one's doubting that, but the Rangers did go down to Houston and kick their ass in 2023. The Astros didn't win a single game at home in that 7-game series. Now the Rangers didn't win a game at home either, but you know, that happened. Let's not forget about that. And let's not forget about what existed 15 years ago when the Astros didn't even have fans. That's going to change, right? You know, their dynasty is not going to extend. They're not going to win the division this year. You can save this. You can roast me if they win the division on, you know, September 30th or October 1st or whatever, but they're not going to win the division. They're not that good of a team. And that's part of why it's so frustrating the Rangers didn't take 3 or 4, because they swept a really crappy team in the Rockies. They had a chance to take 3 or 4 from a very average team in the Astros, and they gave that away.
Thank you, brother. Have a good trip to New York.
See you guys.
Jared Sandler here on 105 Through the Fan. The Stars Party continues, and it's a new Music Monday. Our brand new segment next.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.